following program may contain material that is inappropriate for children or your workplace.
The following production of the Bang Radio Hour contains fictional material used strictly for satirical and comedic purposes, and it should not be accepted as being factual, and all voices are impersonated.
Bang Radio.
Bang! Bang! Bang!
Gobble, gobble on this, man.
Do the bang thing. Do the bang thing.
Welcome to the Bang Radio Hour.
Hey, Browns. Mike Polk, season ticket holder. You are wasting valuable space on our majestic shoreline, and what do we get out of it from you? 10 miserable games a year, including 2 preseason games that I have to pay for, and 1 shitty Kenny Chesney concert.
Where does Tom Brady rank on your all-time list, Troy Aikman?
Well, he's awfully hot.
I think Troyton's a queer.
Hello.
13-year NFL vet, Super Bowl participant, 6-time Pro Bowler, Donovan McNabb.
I've been just going home.
Bacon. You know, brothers. You know, I'm bacon.
I got
you know,
them.
I love bacon.
You're going
to
love this.
Bacon.
As a white man, I have to take a stand. I remain outraged.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stop it.
I'm going to whip my ding ding out.
And now, here's John and Tom.
Newton in the gun from his own 15. Drops back 3. Pressure there. He'll be set. The ball ripped away. It rolls into the end zone. It's recovered by Denver. Touchdown.
Hand off right side. Tolbert with a big run. Tolbert knocks the ball free at the 40-yard line. This time the Broncos do have it. And Denver will have the football, their second created turnover of this first half.
Newton in the gun. He gets the snap. He's hit from behind, and he's sacked. He is devoured on the play by DeMarcus Ware.
Newton in the pocket, pressured and hit, and down he goes. Von Miller and Derek Wolfe.
Shotgun snap, drops back 5, winds up, hit, the ball short 3, it rolls, it's loose, it's down, it's fumbled, it's being picked up on the play by Ward. Denver's got the ball! Denver's got the ball!
In the Mile High City and Rocky Mountain region, the Denver Broncos are world champions. They have just won Super Bowl 50. It'll be interesting to see how Peyton handles this. Certainly, we think it's his last game as a Bronco. Is it his last game in the National Football League? We can only guess.
Obviously, it's very special to cap it off with a Super Bowl championship. You know, I'll take some time to reflect. I got a couple of priorities first. I want to go kiss my wife and my kids. I want to go, you know, hug my family. I'm going to drink a lot of Budweiser tonight, Tracy. I promise you that.
All of that just to have a Budweiser, John. That's what America's all about. It's America going Budweiser.
God damn right, Tom. That's what it's all about. That's what them boys is over there fighting for.
Brett Favre's like, you tell him, Peyton, that's right, have a Budweiser.
Have a goddamn Budweiser. Hey, have one of them Bud Light Limes. Why not? Be one of them.
Yeah, you know, and Budweiser said they had no deal with him. They said they were thrilled that he said it, but they said they don't know. They didn't pay him to say that. They had nothing to do with it. And, you know, MarketWatch.com said he did it twice, actually. He said
right.
it again
yeah, well,
later.
He said beer the second time, right?
But no, and then he came back and said Budweiser. He did.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And MarketWatch.com estimated Anheuser-Busch made $3.2 million off of him saying that twice.
God damn it. We're a bunch of sheep, aren't we? Jesus, didn't you people? As soon as you people got home with your Peyton Manning-laced Budweiser beer, you went, damn it, do you know why I haven't been buying this, Thomas? Because it's piss water.
Now, he did help himself. He owns part of their distributorships in Louisiana. So
absolutely. Oh, in Louisiana? See, I thought he owned them up in Colorado.
No, in Louisiana, the distributorship.
That would be the smart thing. He's got a legalized pot, so he owns pizza shops and cheap beer.
Well, maybe he owns Coors, too. I don't know. That would be Colorado.
Oh, God. You know, I wouldn't admit to that. I certainly wouldn't. And if he had said that he was going to have a few Coors Lights, I would have laughed at his ass. Well, I'll tell you what. Based on the opening there, that was Vern Lundquist, isn't it?
Part of it.
He's great. Vern Lundquist is great.
He is. He's very good.
Okay, now we're going to have a little litmus test here for Bang Radio Hour listeners. And if you're a brand new Bang Radio Hour listener and this is the first time you're listening to us, well, you should have picked this up early because we usually don't do anything from here until about August. But let's see what your reaction is when I say they should have checked Tony Tolbert for chicken grease before the fucking game.
What?
Dude fumbled twice.
I know. He never fumbles.
Right. So you got to check him and see if he's had his fingers in a bucket of finger licking good. Right? You got to check and see.
Oh, John.
Now, see, there goes the test. Some people are going to go, that racist bastard, that's a black man in fried chicken. Or you could go, the fat guy can't keep his hands out of the chicken. It's one or the other. Which one did you say? All right, which one was it? So take a test for yourself and look at yourself in the mirror, buddy.
All right, I'm Tom. He's John. And by the way, just in case you're not sure, John is the one making all the racist comments every week.
And misogynist comments. Don't leave the fact out that I've been picking on the women this week.
All right. But I promise you, John is not a racist. I promise you that. And you don't even need to defend yourself. I said it for you. All
I do hate the homos, though.
It's Bang. God, he never stops. It's Bang Radio Hour number 272. And, you know, look. As you and I both told everybody, John, the Broncos were going to win this game. There's no need to go back and listen to last week's show. Just take my word for it. We both said the Broncos would annihilate the Panthers.
In fact, I believe I said that they would have a strip sack fumble for a touchdown and that they would win without their offense doing much. I thought their defense would just annihilate the Panthers. I did predict 3 defensive touchdowns, but I only got one.
Yeah, but you predicted all 3 of them by Keekly.
I predicted 2 of them by Keekly and 1 of them by the Broncos. I didn't know who'd get it, but good God.
Coming up, the money, the ratings, the fines, the racism, you know, the Super Bowl had it all. The predictions, you know, we sit here, I'm making jokes, obviously, about us making predictions, but we don't get paid to do this. Tons and tons of money on network TV. We will get to the people who do, however. And the commercials, most people, as far as the commercials go, we're not going to get into them because most people are just like, meh. No, nobody was really thrilled. The one that freaked you out that I actually loved was the Mountain Dew commercial.
Puppy monkey baby, puppy monkey baby, puppy monkey baby.
Yeah.
Puppy monkey baby, puppy monkey baby, puppy monkey baby.
If you're seeing that damn thing, you got to throw away whatever you're drinking. They're just looking at their audience going, you're fat and you're addicted to our sugar-laced products. And now you're hallucinating and we love you for it.
Look at this guy, man. He's got a baby body, a monkey body, and a head of a pug.
Fucking A. Have another Mountain Dew. I've told you the story about Mountain Dew and the guy that was suing Mountain Dew because he said he found a dead mouse in a bottle of Mountain Dew, right?
Right.
Okay, and their defense in court was, no, that's not possible because it would have dissolved by the time it got to the consumer. That's their defense. It's you're drinking that shit. There goes gallons of it right down that big old fat jug.
Hey, wait a minute. 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 Hold on. We got that.
Puppy monkey baby. Puppy monkey baby. Puppy monkey baby.
Okay, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. All right, here we go.
He might as well drink that shit. It's the only excitement he's going to have this season. Just keep giving himself heart attacks with that purple stuff.
I can't.
So that's an EDPPMB.
There you go.
That was disgusting.
Oh, that's funny, man.
Shit. Now, see, that's what they ought to have done. They should have made like a monkey's head on top of an EDP body with, you know, like a penguin feet or something.
Oh. That's funny. All right. Oh, here, you want to hear more funny? That's what we do. Yeah. So one of the plays where Cam Newton got sacked by Von Miller. Damn, Von Miller. Von Miller, what a badass.
Dude got paid.
Yeah,
he
right.
He just got paid.
Yep. Here's German announcers calling the sack. And so you only understand a few American words in here, obviously. This is great.
What the hell?
Von Miller hat mal wieder gezeigt, was für ein unfassbarer Spieler es ist. Tackled Newton blindside, er hat ihn nicht mal kommen sehen.
You understand, I heard touchdown, Newton in there and Von Miller and he said what'd he say? The super here.
Super defense. I just found about Andre there. I found a corner, but you won Von Miller.
Von Miller.
I'm a Newton fumbling.
Von Miller.
That's super defense.
Fumblestein, touchdown again.
Do you suppose the German listeners listen to that and go, what was that word? What was that word? What?
No. They're sitting over there going, Oi, du Stefan, have a touchdown!
Touchdown von Miller!
Von Miller.
Oh, man. They just harassed Cam Newton. And I did say that last week. I said, you know, the only way Denver wins this game is if they can keep coming with different blitzes and hit him and cause a lot of turnovers. And that's what they did. And they did win. Good on them.
They got Tony Tolbert to fumble twice. They should have checked him for chicken grease.
I was glad. I was glad to see Manning win. You know, he only threw for 143 yards and an interception. I mean, it's not like
he had no kind of game whatsoever.
You know, and that's okay. That's okay because you know people talked about Terry Bradshaw and all the Super Bowls he won. In the first Super Bowl that the Steelers won, Terry Bradshaw threw for 99 yards and two interceptions, and that was it.
Yeah,
that was his day.
Yeah, I think prior to that, the year before that, Bob Greasy against the Dolphins threw the ball 8 times.
Well, right. And, of course, back then they
ran the ball like 50 times.
It was a different game back then. I understand that.
Yeah.
You know, but.
You ride your defense. Both of those teams were running game and defense.
Yep.
You ride your defense. And, you know, as they've been saying on the radio a lot this week, we get learned again the hard lesson that says defense always wins. Always. And we know that. We all know that, and we even talked about that last week when we made our amazingly accurate prediction. I just happened to think that Carolina's defense was just as good, and they were good enough to keep the Broncos down to nothing.
Right.
But, you know, when you have Von Miller, and you have Andre Ware. Dude, they were doing so many things at the line of scrimmage. They were so fast at the line of scrimmage. When the play would start, you'd see Ware just kind of poking along, looking for a spot here, and then fly around somebody and smash.
Right.
Ugh. So fast.
So all of that put Cam Newton in a really pissy mood after the game at the post-game press conference, and nobody liked the way he handled it, you know, his little one- and two-word answers, and then he got up and, of course, walked out while people were still trying to ask questions. Of course, he could hear the Denver players on the other side of the curtain talking about how they stopped him from doing anything while he's trying to hold his press conference.
You know what, though? I don't care if he was in a soundproof room, you know? How long after the game was that?
Right after.
Okay. So shut the hell up and leave the man alone.
I swear. Look.
Dude, go ahead.
Unless you have lost a Super Bowl or any kind of major, you know, professional event like that, unless you've been in his shoes and you know how he feels, you really can't say anything. You can't say, well, he should do this because you don't know. You don't know how they feel.
What you're saying, basically, is that everybody should shut up unless somebody stands up and says, Jim Kelly, ESPN, listen, I lost 4 of these, Cam. Can you tell me? Doesn't it feel like you want to puke inside?
Right. Now, he could say that. If you haven't been in his shoes, you really don't know how he feels. And I could care less if he even, you know, Josh Norman, they were talking to him, and the dude was just about in tears. I mean, the guy was devastated. He's sitting there. They're talking to him, and he's like, man, I really like this last place I want to be is here talking to you guys. And I mean, he was devastated. Leave the guy alone. Who cares?
Well, you know what? Even if you're not going to leave him alone, all right, which they're not going to leave him alone, it's mandated by the league that you show up to these things right after you've lost the biggest game of your life. And when, let's face it, for most of these guys, Cam Newton especially, this is the first time in any big game he's lost. All right.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Right.
Any big giant game. This is the first time he's ever lost. So I don't care about the guy on the other side of the curtain. I don't care about whether it's mandated by the league. What I give a shit about is why does anybody fucking care whether or not he says nope or nope or nope or he says, you know, I just got to hand it to him. They had a great game out there. We tried our best and we'll be back next year, you know. What's the difference? You want what the stock canned answer that they always will get? This is what everybody's complaining that he didn't give them. What the fuck for?
And he did, actually. He said, you know, they played better than us, man. They made more plays than we did. That's what it came. And that's what he did say that. I don't know what else they want him to say. We lost. They made more plays. They outplayed us. We lost. You know, and you want to get into all the details? Did you not watch the game? Who cares?
Right. The media is, they demand their pound of flesh. We didn't get the answers that we expected, and we didn't get ones that we liked. So you are a classless child. My God, they call him childish. You know what? 3 hours before that, 4 hours before that, he walked out onto the biggest stage on planet Earth in front of everybody and tried to play a football game.
Right.
You do that and tell me it's childish.
He's a Hollywood wannabe.
Oh, God.
Says the first sports writer to get an agent.
I've been on record to say I'm a sore loser. Who likes to lose? You show me a good loser, and I'm going to show you a loser. It's not a popularity contest. I'm here to win football games for this organization, for Mr. Richardson, for my teammates, and for what it's worth, my fans.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
that didn't work out that day.
No. And then I like what he said here. He said he's not going to conform, but listen to what he says at the end of this.
I've said it since day one. I am who I am. I know what I'm capable of, and I know where I'm going. And I don't have to conform to anybody else's, you know, wants for me to do. You know, I'm not that guy. You know, if you want me to be this type of person, I'm not that. And I'm happy to say that. This league is a great league with or without me. I understand that.
That, to me, spoke volumes when he said, I understand this league is a great league with or without Cam Newton.
Yeah, you know what that says to me, Tom? That says, fuck you white people, and you gay people can suck off too.
What?
We got to start it somewhere.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry.
So anyway, no, he doesn't think he's bigger than the game, okay? Right. Obviously. So come on. The guy lost the Super Bowl. He's bummed. He's pissed. He's depressed.
Not only did he lose, he got his ass beat.
Right. I get it. I would feel that way, I think.
Dude,
come
I'll tell you what. When he got hit, when I think it was, I don't know which one of it was that hit him. They all hit him. But then he got hit in his shoulder, and he went down. It was, you know, he had gotten rid of the ball, but he got taken down. And he got up, and he was holding his shoulder, right? It was like in the middle of the third quarter or something like that. Frankly, I didn't think the hit looked all that hard compared to, number one, how big he is, and number two, all the armor that he wears. But, man, he just got beat up. What do you want from these people? You know, this is what I ask about fans. Here's what's going to happen because they're saying, oh, he's classless, and, oh, he's supposed to be the leader. Number one, if you're a player on that team and you say to Cam Newton, dude, man, I didn't like your interview after the Super Bowl, man. I ain't following you no more. Then your ass can find the door. What do you think? You know what I'm saying? So, right, here's what's going to happen because of his classless comments. He's still going to be the starting quarterback of the Carolina Panthers next year, and he's got a very good chance of getting back to the Super Bowl.
He absolutely does.
He's going to make millions of dollars. He's going to keep selling Oikos frickin' yogurt.
And he's going to keep handing footballs to kids in the stands.
Right. Everybody forgets all about who he is.
And he's going to keep dabbing, and he's going to, you know, come on.
And he's going to scare white women. He's going to scare white women, and he's going to make poor little kids in Tennessee think that he must not have a mommy or a child that he has to impress.
He can't help himself, folks. I don't know what to tell you. He just can't help himself. All right, so Denver didn't score an offensive touchdown until there was only 3 minutes to go in the game. C.J. Anderson ran that one in. And, you know, if the Broncos had not scored that touchdown, they still would have won.
Yeah.
And that no team has ever won a Super Bowl without scoring an offensive touchdown. Now, there were, let's see, the Broncos had 194 yards on offense. That was the least amount of any team to win a Super Bowl.
Wow. You know what? One of my predictions also before the game was that we would have that the Broncos would have the least passing yards of any Super Bowl winner, which I don't know if it's true or not, but I thought it would be the opposite result, obviously.
Well, no, because Peyton threw for 143.
Right.
And like I said, Bradshaw only threw for 99. But that's not really, again, back then they didn't throw the ball that much. So really that stat, God, I would hope you wouldn't break that record with the way the game is today.
He got so lucky on some of the. I mean, Kukli hits the ball straight up in the air at the 5 yard line. It goes like 25 feet in the air, and nobody's around it when it comes down. Lucky, lucky, lucky. He had two plays like that where the ball got knocked straight up in the air.
Yeah.
Oh. You know,
he becomes the 12th starting quarterback to win two Super Bowls, first quarterback to win the Super Bowl with two different teams.
Oh, really?
Oldest quarterback to win a Super Bowl. Kubiak, interesting about Kubiak, man, this guy, you talk about his, the whole, that whole path that Kubiak has followed, you know, he was Elway's backup in the three Super Bowls Denver lost. He was Elway's backup quarterback, and then he was Elway's quarterback coach and then offensive coordinator in the two Super Bowls that Denver won there in the late 90s. And now he's the coach of Elway's Broncos.
Right.
He's the first head coach to win a Super Bowl with the same team that he also went to a Super Bowl with as a player.
All right. Now, hang on a second. Because they said prior to the game, all right, the idiots on, you know, CBS, Phil Simms said, hey, by the way, did you notice Phil Simms had his fucking lavender shirt on again?
Yes.
I did. But yes. They said that, what's his name, Ron Rivera was the first coach to go to a Super Bowl after having been a Super Bowl winner.
Yeah, he right? made a mistake.
Right, yeah, because I thought Dan Reeves.
Yeah, he made a mistake. They pointed that out after the game.
Yeah, I thought so.
That not Simms didn't point it out. People like us pointed it out. He's an idiot.
Well, let me tell you something, Jim. We talked about it before the game.
Now, John, last week, you know, we were playing that guy crying about Tom Brady, the Patriots fan who's like, right. Fuck Tom and all that stuff.
Right.
Okay, and you said, and then we were talking about Brady, and, you know, he's won four rings and stuff, and you said, you know, look, you cannot disrespect what the guy has done as a quarterback and leader of the New England Patriots. Right. And what happens? The whole damn stadium at the Super Bowl disrespected Tom Brady, because before the game they did, and I thought it was really cool as I'm watching this going, this is awesome. They kept bringing out all the past Super Bowl MVPs.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
There were a couple of them that couldn't be there, but they showed them at home on video, you know, so you got to see them. But, I mean, I'm like, wow, look, you know, these guys, all of them are still alive. It was great. And then they get to Tom Brady.
From Super Bowls 36, 38, and 49 for the New England Patriots, Tom Brady.
Oh, my God. Booed the shit out of him, the whole damn stadium.
Dude, you know why people are booing Tom Brady like that? It's because he's black and his showboat.
I knew that was coming. I knew that was coming that time.
Look, man, he is the most hated guy in the NFL.
That's all right? Something.
I know the Patriot fans just can't fathom that. We hate that you guys are winners. But that's why. So all this stuff about Cam Newton that we've been hearing for the last several weeks, that's why, is because he's a winner.
Yep.
People hate winners, and especially Brady. Not only did he get booed, but did you see how he was walking along that wall like he was a mouse trying to hide from the light?
Yeah, he was supposed to take a picture, wasn't he?
Yeah, everybody else walked up and stood on the X and got their picture taken. He was like, you know, no, it's exit, stage left.
Oh, man. And then, oh, God, did you hear what Robert Kraft said? Robert Kraft, he said he went to the Super Bowl. He saw Archie Manning at the Super Bowl. And he said afterwards, I happened to see Archie Manning at the Super Bowl. He has two sons who have won two Super Bowls. But with all due respect, we have one son who has won four.
So is he claiming paternity now? Is that what that is?
Yeah, because it's probably some child support payments. He should talk to Antonio Cromartie. I'm sorry, Robert. Eli and Peyton, they are actually Archie's real sons. You know, Brady's not your son. I'm sorry.
No, he's not his son, but he'll do in a pinch when you have an opportunity to rub it into Archie Manning's face. Why not?
Oh, wait a minute. Phone's ringing. Hold on.
Hello.
Hello. It's Bang Radio Hour.
Hey, fellas. How you? This is Bob of New England. I'm a long time listener and a first time caller.
Bob from New. Hey. Bob. Wait a minute. Is this Bob Kraft?
Hey, listen here. Listen, I don't want to go dropping any names or nothing.
Okay, Bob.
I'm a big fan of the show, and I just wanted to call and I wanted to say way to go to Peyton Manning on winning the Super Bowl. And now him and that slack-jawed brother of his can add up their rings and pretend they can carry Tom Brady's jock around.
Oh, come on, Bob.
Oh, come on.
But Bob, listen, I mean, you have to think about this. You're talking about Tom Brady winning rings, but it's interesting because Peyton and Eli Eli beat Tom in both Super Bowls he won, and Manning beat Tom in both conference championships to get to the Super Bowls he won.
Yeah, you know what? Let me tell you something, Jimmy.
It's Tom. Tom. My name's Tom.
One and ten. Try and guess what it is.
Four.
It's fuck you. That's what it is. That's what it is. Let me tell you something, Timmy.
Tom. My name's Tom.
You want to put Tom Brady against those two inbreds in a bar fight, and Tom would get his ass kicked. You know why?
Why?
Because he's got four rings on one hand, and each of them ain't got but two.
Oh.
It'll weigh him down, you see. Anyway, that comment I had in the paper was taken all out of the contest, you know.
It was.
Yeah, I didn't say Archie Manning only had two sons and four rings. I said three sons. How's that Cooper kid doing? Hey, won you any rings in the Special Olympics lately? Hey, you can add to the trophy case.
That's just uncalled for.
Hey, listen, last year I heard he almost took the silver in the 100-yard car ride event.
Oh, now you're over the line, Bob.
He was so almost. Anyway, listen here, Marvin. I don't want to
Marvin, no! My name is Tom.
What?
My name is Tom.
Tom. Well, God damn it, Tom, what are you doing on this stupid podcast?
What?
You're a Super Bowl winning quarterback with a hot Super Bowl out of
No, not Tom Brady. Oh, my God.
Hey, Tom, remember that time when we was at the Pro Bowl and we saw Manning in the shower? I never saw a dick so tiny in my whole goddamn life.
Oh, my God.
It was like a cocktail waiting. Hey, a cocktail. What are you doing after the show, Tom? You want to go party?
Oh, my God. No. Yes. Yeah, I'll meet you down the road.
All right, you know where the spot is. Bye-bye.
Bang Radio.
To me, those balls are perfect. I can only speak for myself. I don't want anyone touching the balls, rubbing the balls. To me, those balls are perfect. Some guys like them round, and some guys like them thin. Some guys like old balls, new balls. They're all different, so you gotta feel them, and you gotta squeeze them. To me, those balls are all perfect. I juice the balls that I want. You know, I grip it, I grab it, I feel the lace, I feel the leather. I wouldn't want anyone touching the balls. I would zip those things up and lock them away. Some days, one ball may feel good, the next day it may not. I want to be very familiar with the equipment that I'm using. This is an ISIS. No one's dying, but this is a very important thing. Because to me, those balls are perfect. I can only speak for myself. I don't want anyone touching the balls, rubbing the balls. To me, those balls are perfect. Some guys like them round, and some guys like them thin. Some guys like old balls, new balls. They're all different, so you gotta feel them, and you gotta squeeze them. To me, those balls are all perfect. You gotta feel them, then you gotta squeeze them. To me, those balls are all perfect. You gotta feel them, then you gotta squeeze them. To me, those balls are all perfect. You know, I grip it, I grab it, I grab it, I grip it. To me, those balls are all perfect. Zip those things up, zip those up, and lock them away. To me, those balls are all perfect.
Like I said, I had no... Yeah.
Help you?
VOTech.
For 10 years, VOTech has been a leader in website development and network solutions. Whether your business has an established website or are preparing to create something new, VOTech can handle every facet of your project. VOTech offers full website and portal design and creation services, including domain registration, site maintenance, dynamic programming, database administration, video streaming, and more. VOTech also offers full e-commerce and e-marketing development and management, as well as complete web hosting services. You can trust your web project to the professionals at VOTech.
VOTech.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Unathletic Sports Talk Radio Guy.
Mr. Unathletic Sports Talk Radio Guy.
You know everything there is to know about the world of sports, except how to play them.
No coordination.
You talk sports for 8 hours a day which is 7 hours and 45 minutes more than anyone listens.
Is anybody out there?
Those who can, do. Those who can't, teach. Those who can't do or teach, talk.
I'm really good at talking.
So crack open an ice-cold Bud Light, Mr. Unathletic Supporter. You may never make the company softball team, but you'll always be a hit with us.
Mr. Unathletic Sports Talk Radio Guy.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Yo, what's up? This is Ari Spears from Damon's Underground, and you're listening to John and Tom on the Bang Radio Hour.
If I was playing against Cam Newton, I would try to take him out. I would try to take him out.
What do you mean?
I would try to hurt him. I would go right at his knees. That's the goal. That's the goal. You want to knock him out. That might be the difference between winning and losing the Super Bowl. And trust me, you know, back when I came in the league, these are the conversations we had. Hey, man, we need to knock him out. That's just what it is.
Who did you try to do that to? Who were you talking about?
Well, anybody I played against. It's just what it is, man. It's football. That's just war.
Well, there's our favorite hypocrite, John Rodney Harrison. Unbelievable, that guy. Unbelievable.
There's certain things you have to do when you're sitting next to how did I sneak into the Hall of Fame Tony Dungy, and one of them is to play down the fact that you were actually a defensive football player at one point who knew how to hit people and play rough.
Right.
Remember when he said he should take out, they said go in there and get that green fella out of there.
Yes. Yeah, but just a few weeks ago, he was complaining about people who play dirty.
Well, you know, he has to. He's on NBC now. He's not allowed to talk about anything like that because otherwise he has to go to sensitivity training, which is sitting next to Bob Costas for 6 hours while he goes on and on and on about why you shouldn't talk about taking out the quarterback.
Heard Ari Spears there coming back from break. He was in town last week, so I got to hang with him a little bit. He's, you know, dude is so funny, man, and he's a fan of the show. So that was cool. All right, so the game was, as far as, you know, there wasn't a whole lot of points and what didn't come down to a thing at the end. But the ratings,
no, it was beautiful.
The ratings were still good. They weren't the best. They almost 112 million people. They did say that for at least 6 minutes of the game, 167 million people did tune in. So.
Wow. Look, I tell you what. This is what I said. I think I said this last week that it'll be a tough defensive game, and people will go, this game sucks. I'll tell you what. That I thought was a great game. I thought Denver. Now that we're overplaying the fact that we were wrong all last week, they played a great, great, great game. Whether you want to put them in the category of greatest defenses, I don't think so. But in terms of a game, holy shit!
And I got to give credit to Wade Phillips and the game plan he had.
From what he saw everything. From what they told him, he saw it all.
Damn it! You've got to be shitting me!
the whole defense, not only because we were talking, Max and I were talking about halfway through the fourth quarter trying to figure out the MVP, right? And he said it should be Von Miller, and this was before Von Miller caused the last big play that he had. And I was thinking, you know, who could you give it to? You can't give it to the whole defense, but you should. Even the secondary. Goddamn Carolina would try to catch the ball, the ones that came through on target, and those safeties would punish the shit out of those dudes.
Well, the pressure being applied by Miller and DeMarcus Ware and what TJ Ward was doing back there in the third quarter, I said the MVP's got to be one of those three, but we'll see when we get to the end of the game, but it's got to be one of those three, and Von Miller got it. And because, you know,
Von Miller.
You know, you look at the turnovers and the sacks, but Von, man, I mean, he had two sacks in the game, but the pressure, the constant pressure he was putting on them was unreal. Anyway, the best Super Bowl was actually last year's. Patriots Seahawks had 114 million. The Seattle blowout of Denver had 112 million. So this is the third most watched show in TV history behind the last two games.
It's just going to get bigger and bigger. Pretty soon they're going to discover planet, you know, other planets with life on them, and they're going to demand to have their people in the audience to get all mad. What is different? It means Cam Newton didn't answer our questions.
It did break all streaming records. Those don't affect ratings, but I'd say still, it just gets bigger and bigger every year.
What's it streaming on? NFL.com?
I'm guessing. I don't know.
I mean, I've seen games. I've gone into NFL.com during a game, and like Thursday Night Football, they stream it for like 3 minutes. Then you got to go watch something or do something.
All right, NFL Network predictions. I've been waiting to do these. You know, I saved these from the beginning of the year, man. I always love going back to these because, again, these guys get paid a lot of money on network TV to do this stuff. They all played in the NFL. They all won.
Famers.
They all won Super Bowl rings. We're talking about Michael Irvin, Kurt Warner, Marshall Faulk, and of course Mooch, Steve Mariucci, who was a coach right. in the NFL, and so we're gonna go through these now. The first thing they did, and you know, they always got to do something funny and goofy, whatever. So they put the helmets of the 20 teams that did not make the playoffs last year. All right. Right. They took the helmets of those 20 teams and they put them out. And each one of these guys had to pick one that would make the playoffs this year. Right. All right. So this is right. before the season started. This was actually the Thursday of the season opener. It was that day. And so here's Michael Irvin to do the first one.
We have helmets lined up on these three bleachers. These are the 20 helmets of every single franchise that missed the playoffs last year. I have four analysts here. As I said, so these are new playoff teams. I've got four analysts. Four are going to make it. Right. Michael Irvin, you choose again since yes. you have the honors after getting all it right.
Last you didn't get lucky.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Missed up last year. Right. And this is always interesting because this is just it's something now. I feel real good about this team right here.
Oh, nice rope-a-dope.
Being the team that will get in the playoffs. Irvin, they did
Eagles.
Not get in the playoffs.
How does that feel?
Let me tell you why. First of all, Eagles. You guys saw that boy so accurate in the preseason. Sam you love the way you love the way Sam was accurate. And the number one thing is now they got DeMarco Murray, who's a defense beater. He makes you don't even want to tackle him. That's what that team has always missed. That team has always missed the physicalness to get it to the playoffs.
I like that.
And now they got physical defense.
Well, you can't get physicalness if you're running sideways all the time.
Physicalness. Is that even a word? Is that what you would call a terminology word, Tom? Physicalness. PFLNGSYness.
All right, here's Kurt Warner. He's up next.
Kurt, you grab a helmet. Team that missed the playoffs last year that makes it this year.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to the NFC South because up until last year, no team had won the conference 2 years in a row. Uh-oh. And that was by default a 7-8-1 record by Carolina. But when you have a division that's a toss-up, I always have to go with the best quarterback in the division. Drew Brees has never had two losing seasons back-to-back. So I say they unseat the champions this year. And Matt Ryan, I think, will give them a run in Atlanta. But the New Orleans Saints win that division and go to the playoffs.
That was way off. They made a run towards 500. Picked themselves up off the canvas just enough to sniff 500.
All right, Marshall Faulk made probably of those teams the most obvious, and that was the Texans. And I'm not even going to play his because that's no fun. He was right.
Dude, that's nothing. That's like putting a piranha in a tank full of little guppies and saying, I think the big one's going to win.
Right. Right.
Well, remind me one day, and I'll tell you the story about two gigantic piranhas that we had in my comic book shop a long time ago that were killed by goldfish.
All
dead
right.
Serious.
Here's Mooch with his pick.
Steve Mariucci, you go now, sir.
Yeah, okay, so I'm looking over here, and I was going to take that, Marshall. Way to go. But I got an audible. This guy right here. My buddy Mike McCoy's been 9-7 2 years in a row. Time to take the next step. Let me put this on. They got Phillip Rivers, right? Under contract. That's good. But they're 30th last year in rushing. So what do? They sign, what's his name? Melvin Gordon from Wisconsin. So they ought to be better. Like Stevie Johnson, 1,000 yards, 3 times at Buffalo. Back in the playoffs. Superchargers.
Superchargers.
They're not even back in San Diego. They were so far out of the playoffs, they ended up north about 100 miles. What did Melvin Gordon, he fumbled 4 or 5 times within 3 games and they benched his ass?
Right.
Right. That was one of those ones where they kept saying, yeah, he's hurt. He's got a bruised fallopian tube.
Okay, so now next they've got 12 footballs lined up, and the footballs all have a team on them. They have the 12 teams that made the playoffs last year. And so now they have to pick a team of those 12 that won't make the playoffs this year. And again, we'll start with Michael Irvin.
We have footballs of every single one of the 12 teams that made the playoffs last year, and they are on a kicking tee for you to choose them and then put them on this tee and boot them out of the playoffs through those uprights. Michael Irvin, does this mean the Eagles making it that they win the division and you're about to grab the Cowboy football and boot them out of the playoffs?
I have a job to do.
Okay.
And I have a responsibility to the people to always give them the people's information. You come to graze and grow. Graze with the information and grow in your knowledge thereof of football. Right here. The Green Bay Packers without Jordy Nelson. Let me tell you something. Three receivers since 2011, 4,500 yards and 40 touchdowns. You know who that is? That's Calvin Johnson, Dez Bryant, and Jordy Nelson. Do you think that any one of those other teams can live without Calvin Johnson and Dez Bryant? No. And the Green Bay Packers can't live without Jordy Nelson. Hey, get out of here. Get out of here.
So Michael says the Packers will not make the playoffs.
Wrong about that one. Although, he was right in the fact that their passing game was just all year long.
They did miss Jordy.
Yeah.
They definitely did.
You know, when you got the white flash like that, you gotta have him.
Right. All right, here's Kurt Warner kicking out a team from the playoffs.
Okay. All right, so you're just going to grab the Carolina football?
Yeah, mine's easy. There's no way that two teams from the South are going to make it to the playoffs. So already got the Saints. Sorry, Carolina. You lose big Kelvin
Let's
Benjamin.
See it. Let's see it.
I'm going Mark Mosley.
Mark Mosley straight ahead.
Because the Panthers lost Kelvin Benjamin, they weren't going to make the playoffs.
Well, you can see what happens to you people when your wife gets artificial breasts. It goes right to your brain. And if it wasn't for his ability to throw a football for the Cardinals and the Rams, a grocery store bagger is about as high as he could expect to rise.
If it wasn't for his ability.
That's right. Hey, look, I'm telling you, silicone's bad for you, whether it's wrapped around your ears or whether you put it inside your phone and stick it next to your head. It's no different. Right, they're saying that you can get brain cancer from talking on your phone too long, right? Well, you've seen those gigantic melons he bought his wife, right? You know he's down in between those bad boys, right?
Jesus.
You got to follow my logic here, Tom.
I try. It's hard sometimes.
Put you down inside there, though. You can't hear her talking.
Oh, Jesus. All right, here's Falk's pick, Marshall Falk.
All right, Marshall. Okay, this is tough.
That's pretty good key. I tried to go.
This is tough because there's teams that's missing a lot of pieces, and then there's older teams, but I believe there's a team that's young now. I'm just gonna tell you, you got suspended guys. You know, you're missing your Pro Bowl center, and I don't even know if your defensive coordinator can call plays. You're missing a Hall of Fame defensive coordinator.
Yeah.
So let's just say Pittsburgh.
All right. It's funny because everybody else was talking about what a phenomenal offense the Steelers would have, which they did. Hell, they even lost their running back, and it didn't even matter.
Bill, yeah,
D'Angelo Williams played a great year. So, wrong, Marshall.
Roethlisberger missed like four games, didn't he?
Yeah. All right, and then here's Mooch.
All right, Mooch, you're awful. Who are you booting out of the playoffs?
I'm just going to get right to it.
Yeah, these Bengals?
Cincinnati Bengals, you know what? They've been in the playoffs for 4 years in a row, guys. But tough division, right? Baltimore and Pittsburgh, I say
Baltimore.
Go. Plus, they have the second toughest schedule in the league.
Second toughest.
Where's Mike Zimmerman? He's not there anymore.
Don't pull anything, Mooch.
I used to be a kicker in high school. I used to be straight on, but I sank one into the tuba one time. So I'm going to kick this way, all right?
All right. He kicked the Bengals out, you know, because they got in that tough division with Baltimore.
Well, to be fair, Baltimore did lose a lot of games. Oh, that's all I had to say. Anyway, you know, two out of four of these freaking clowns kicked out the two teams that were the last ones to lose.
Right?
Right? Wasn't Cincinnati 9-0? Weren't they and the Panthers the last two to lose?
I think the Bengals were 10-0.
10-0. So yeah, did anybody go past them? I mean, obviously the Panthers did.
Well, I think the Patriots went 10-0 as well.
Okay.
I think. But yeah. I mean, you're talking about teams who clinched the playoff berth before they lost a game.
Yeah. See, now, if people would hit the donation button more often, then next year what Tom and I can do is we can hire a monkey to make picks against these people, and I'll bet you he does just as well.
Right.
We can get a monkey in here.
All right, now here they're all going to make their Super Bowl picks.
It is time to have predictions for Super Bowl 50. Steve Mariucci, you go first.
Yeah, well, I'm going to just say what I said after the Super Bowl, with last Super Bowl when you made us do this. I said the Colts and the Packers. That's what I said. Look it up. And I say the Colts will beat the Packers in Levi's Stadium.
You haven't changed your mind, huh? Okay.
All right. Colts.
I like the Colts too much. I'm going Colts, Cardinals. Colts win.
Oh, man, I like it, man. I love how you guys make us do this after preseason. After preseason, really good preseason. So I'm going on a team that played really good in the preseason. I'm going to say the Colts get there as well. I think everybody loves them. They made some great moves in the offseason. Andrew Luck is ready for that move. I'm going to say the Colts beat the Eagles in the Super Bowl. Chip Kelly experiment works in year three.
You know, it's interesting, and I've had this conversation all offseason. It seems like the AFC, you know, it's a tough division, but the NFC is wide open. Well, I'm taking the Colts also in a Super Bowl, but everybody has someone different in the NFC. And I'm taking the Colts in the Super Bowl, and they'll be playing, yes, they will be playing the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, my God.
That's right. I was right last year when I took Seattle in New England. But New England actually won. I took Seattle over New England. New England actually won because they got deflate, gained that extra juice. I'm hoping the Cowboys, because I got the Colts over the Cowboys. But the Colts get some extra juice. They're 55 years in existence. Five founders won the Super Bowl. This Super Bowl 50. You can take the 55 minus 5 and get 50. You can take the last Super Bowl we won with Super Bowl 30. And that's 20 years ago. 30 plus 20, that's 50. I told him, make sure that the golden team in the NFL win the golden Super Bowl of the NFL. That's all I'm saying. I'm done.
What the hell was that shit? What was he up there on? Was pretty soon he's going to be saying, now real, dig down deep, and send your money to this address right here, because we will say a prayer for you for Super Bowl 50.
Now, very interesting here. You and I both picked the Cowboys to go to the Super Bowl.
Oh, yes, I remember distinctly when I said the Cowboys.
Now, you picked them to lose it, and I picked them to I picked them to beat the Colts. So I actually had the same picks as Michael Irvin in the Super Bowl.
I thought I picked the Packers and the Colts.
No, you picked the Cowboys.
I didn't pick the Cowboys, did I?
You picked the Cowboys to lose to the Steelers.
Honest to God, I've got to stop doing that freaking airplane.
Well, look, John, what this shows, obviously, whether it's you and I, or whether it's Super Bowl winners from the NFL Network, or whether it's Tom Jackson and whoever on ESPN, or Fide, you know what? Predictions don't mean shit. They're fun, but really, they don't mean a damn thing, because you never know what's going to happen, man.
All right, then, okay, what's the Super Bowl next year? Go.
Oh, God. What's, John, come on. It's got to be the Cowboys, right?
Why not? It's February. Why not? They're going to sign Johnny Manziel, and everything's going to be great when Romo gets his collarbone broken again.
That definitely is not going to happen now, and I'll tell you why coming up. But it's funny. You talk about who won and who's going to win. The betting in Vegas for this Super Bowl was a little over $100 million. I want to say it was like $115 million is what was bet in Vegas. All right, but here's the thing: the offshore betting,
Chile and whatnot,
over $4 billion.
Mm.
And here's My the God. Thing. Here's the thing. I did not know this. You know, we always talk about all these prop bets every year. You know, what color is the Gatorade going to be? And is Beyonce going to show cleavage? And is Peyton Manning going to cry? And all of this stuff. You cannot bet on those in Vegas.
Beyonce terrified me, Tom.
She did.
White American.
She did. I understand. You and Rudy Giuliani both. Now, listen. What Vegas will only accept bets almost on anything, only if it appears in a box score. Now, you were able to bet on the coin toss, because they can definitely for sure say who won the coin toss. But all these other ones, you can't. You have to go to offshore betting. Vegas did. You asked, the reason I brought all this up is because you asked about next year's Super Bowl. The odds from Vegas right now say New England and Carolina.
You know, I'd say go ahead and pick it. You got a good safe chance right there.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna pick the Redskins and the Chiefs.
All right.
Andy Reid's going to figure out a clock. He's going to say, you know what? I'm tired of fucking this thing up at the end of the game. We're just going to jump out by 40 points before halftime.
Now, you mentioned Beyonce. Yeah, there was all this uproar. Oh, my God. I can't believe she used this platform for her salute to the Black Lives Matter movement and the Black Panthers. The Black Panthers is the one thing that really pissed people off because, you know, they were completely against.
Yeah, they were for a violent upheaval if need be.
Right, they were completely against Martin Luther King's peaceful, you know,
right,
merging of Americans, right, or whatever you want to call it, you know, for the movement. And because MLK always, you know, promoted to do this peacefully, and they were, yeah, completely against that. They wanted violence. They incited violence. So, you know, maybe Beyonce needed to do a little more homework on that. I don't know. I didn't even really, honestly, as I'm watching, didn't think about it. I was just sitting there going, is this over yet? That's all I was thinking.
Yeah. You know? You know what I did? I didn't watch it.
To now go back, to watch it and not even notice that or care, for me to get upset about it after the fact because somebody else pointed it out is silly. You know, that's kind of like if you didn't see Janet's boob, you know, and didn't know anything about it and then heard all about it the next day and then you get upset. That's stupid.
Yeah. You know, but you know how people are.
I know.
I have a Facebook page. My thumb means everything. I'm not happy. So, yeah, fuck it. I didn't watch it because I didn't really care about any of the musical guests. And it sounded to me like when they said, oh, it's going to be Coldplay and Beyonce and Bruno Mars. And I went, none of them really do anything for me whatsoever.
Yeah. Again, I don't care. I just don't care.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't care. I'm beyond giving a shit about the daily outrage. I wish people would get the fuck over it. Just you see how much any of it got you. We could go on and on and on about how many things that everybody gets so fucking pissed off about over the last 2 years, and that none of it came of anything.
I understand.
Yeah. Hey, I will tell you this. One last thing about the Super Bowl that I have to say about it. If you watch it again on any, however you want to watch it, there is somebody in the crowd. I would like, if anybody knows who this person is, to please give us his name, who through the entire game goes, woo, woo.
But can you imagine that you were sitting next to that guy in the game?
Exactly. He was so loud. He was so loud. You could hear him more than you could hear Cam Newton calling signals. And you can usually hear Cam Newton calling signals pretty well. But this dude wouldn't through the whole game. I remember saying to Max in the fourth quarter, I said, damn, the Woo guy, his voice doesn't have, he's not hoarse or nothing. He's still as strong as he ever was.
Yeah, that's what people should be outraged about.
Right. The Woo guy is ruining the entire section. I mean, how could Mike Valenti, what if he was there? How could he fire up his section with the Woo guy? Frankly, I think the Woo guy was just making a big goddamn insult towards Chinese people that are named Woo. So, but no, seriously, next time you're watching that game, listen for him. Woo! I mean, you can't help but hear him. And he's through the whole 4.5 hours.
All right. Yeah. You know, hey, if there is something for people to be offended about from the Super Bowl, it should be this.
Oh, hell.
Oh, hey, check this out. This reporter, he was at the San Jose airport the Friday before the Super Bowl. As Bronco fans, you know, they're flying in for the Super Bowl, and he gets this one guy, and he starts talking to him about what he is spending on this trip. The guy's brought his wife and two kids. So there's four of them making this trip to the Super Bowl, and here's how that went.
How much you spend?
21.
21? And how much do you think you'll spend on the entire trip?
$30,000.
30? You mean three?
Well, I spent $21,000 on the tickets.
$21,000? I thought you were $2,100.
Don't tell my wife.
Are you joking right now?
No.
Why?
Well, for four tickets. For the four of us.
Wow, that's
through
a lot,
Prime
man.
Sports, got the tailgate thing, the Broncos tailgate package, all right. That jazz. So.
And what if you guys lose?
We're not going to.
Well, what if you do?
We won't. This guy was confident the Broncos would not lose this game. But here's the thing. Here's a reporter who did no homework. He's telling him, I spent $21,000 on the tickets. Well, it was plastered everywhere that this was the most expensive Super Bowl ticket, that the face value, this is what you paid if you got your ticket at Ticketmaster, was $4,995, I think it was. So $5,000. He's telling you he spent $21,000 because he paid for some extra stuff, you know, the tailgate.
Well, you got to pay the service charge. You know, they got to print those tickets out, and four tickets has got to be worth, what, about $1,000?
Well, he paid for, you know, the Denver Broncos fan tailgate party and all this kind of stuff. So, but for that guy to be so shy, I thought you meant $2,100. Well, I'd like to know where I could have got four. If I could have got four Super Bowl tickets for $2,100, I would have been there.
Hell yeah. That's a reporter?
Yeah.
What an idiot.
I know. And then, but what was funny is the guy he's going, he's like, don't tell my wife. You're on TV, dumbass. You're on TV saying, don't tell my wife.
Oh, shit. Hey, I'll tell you what. Bang Radio Hour listener and Facebook page dickhead that throws everybody around a lot, Rick Harper, announces that the Broncos' welcome home party, their big parade, turned into a 420 party after about an hour and a half.
I bet it did.
So I asked him. I said, hey, did any cop cars get turned over? Any buses torched like, you know, usually happens when places win championships? He was like, nope. Everybody had a great time.
Weed.
There you go. Even more reason.
Weed.
Now, I would call upon the state of Maryland to get that in place right away because the Redskins are going next year.
Really?
That's damn straight, baby.
I can't believe it.
Yeah. Here's your bottom line. We were talking about early predictions. Go ahead. Tell everybody that they're washing the Redskins and winning the NFC East next
year. And there's no way you would say that if you were not a Redskins fan.
Nah, you see, I'll tell you what. The Giants, forget them.
They're done. But hey, Cowboys are going to be healthy. Look out.
Cowboys are going to be healthy for a couple of days, and then Tony Romo's going to, you know, he's going to break his arm freaking pouring cereal into a bowl or something.
Yeah, well, I don't know who. They're talking about, you know, you mentioned Wentz. Was he out of North Dakota State? That the
Yeah. I've heard his name mentioned.
Yeah, I know. I saw it was either NFL Network or ESPN when they first started predicting, you know, draft order. I saw where Wentz was going to Dallas at number four. And then whichever one that was on, the other one said Ezekiel Elliott to Dallas at number four. So, but that Wentz kid, I mean, the dude's a beast. He's won five national championships in a row. You know, he's like Flacco was when he played in that division, you know.
Isn't that where Romo came from, that division?
No,
he was undrafted, but wasn't he one of those northern schools?
It was Illinois, or was it Illinois, Eastern Illinois, or Western Illinois?
Yeah, it was some really small school because he was undrafted.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, and then the Eagles. I mean, dude, they were building themselves into a 6-7 win team with Chip Kelly, and now they've gone ahead and made it into a 3-4 win team by bringing in Doug frickin' Peterson.
Isn't it great?
I love it.
It's wonderful.
Doug fucking Peterson!
You know what I should do? You should give me that clip, and I'll find a thing of an eagle squawking at the top of a tree, and I'll just put that on at the top.
Oh, how the... What the fuck?
That's great. That is great.
So, yeah, the Washington Redskins are winning the East next year.
Okay, well, I don't think Johnny Manziel is going to be a Cowboy. I mean, his girlfriend, Colleen Crowley, has a protective order against him. He's not allowed around her within 500 feet for the next 2 years. She says he kept her from leaving his hotel room, slapped her so hard she's lost hearing in one ear, pulled her by the hair, told her to shut up or he'll kill them both. And so this restraining order is out now, and the investigation continues. And, you know, the Browns are going to cut him as soon as they can. And when the NFL year begins in March, they're going to cut him. And Manziel simply said the assault didn't happen. He said it's not true.
It didn't happen. She says she's deaf in one ear, and I'm telling you, she just doesn't fucking listen.
Oh, my God. Oh, shit.
I'll fix you good. Wow. You stay here in this goddamn Red Roof Inn till I get back with a Super Bowl trophy.
Okay.
He's a poor kid. And I heard his father saying that unless he gets help, you know, he's going to die. And my first thought was, that seems to be your job, dude. But he'll play, you know, Jerry Jones, he likes the kid. He's always liked him. You know, they're going to have to get those bodyguards back to restrain him.
That's why I'm not. I'm just calling.
Oh, no. John. John, my son just sent me a text.
Uh-oh.
We might have to do another show.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he said, have you seen this new the show Undeniable with Joe Buck?
No. What is this?
Oh, you haven't seen? Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is a new show. And I saw the episode. He had Jimmy Johnson on, and it was fantastic.
What is he doing?
Well, he just interviews athletes or people.
Jimmy, was Troy as big as I think when he was in the shower?
Anyway, so my son Tyler, he just sent me a text. It said, hey, Undeniable with Joe Buck had Jerry Jones on this past Wednesday. I was flipping through channels, and it's on right now, and they do replay it. So if I can get this replay, if it's worth it, we might have to do another show just because of that.
All right. Yeah, you know, we always say it every year that we should do a couple shows during the offseason because, you know, I go back and I listen to some of the off-season shows we've done, especially the Olympics. We get Summer Olympics this year in Brazil where the swimmers are going to be fucking in swimming in sewage.
I know.
Yeah. Could you imagine Johnny Manziel?
This is why I waited till they froze it.
And this is in that Zika virus.
Yeah, everything's coming up down there. So, you know, all the sex that's going to happen at the freaking Olympic Village is going to wind up with little pinheaded kids.
Oh, Jesus. Beetlejuice.
Dude. All this is doing is creating a new work environment for circus employees.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Look, hey, everything evens out. You know, sideshows were going by the wayside.
The Olympics will be in the summer, so that's fine. We might be able to get in an Olympic show before we get going there. Maybe we'll just combine. Yeah. Maybe I'll get the audio from Jerry, and we'll do a Jerry Jones and Olympic show before we get into our training camp stuff coming up in August. So.
That would be great. That would be fun. Hey, I'll tell you what. Any of you listeners want to have some fun, go back into the archives on the site there and find the one from the last Winter Olympics. You'll have a blast. That's funny as hell.
Well, they should just listen to all of them.
Yeah, well, they can't until they get to about... You'd have to hit me up on Facebook to get past, like, 160, going back to, like, 160, 159, one back.
Well, we're on 272. That's enough. I mean, that's a lot of shows.
Keep you busy long enough.
All right, well, it has been a fun season, my friend. Congratulations on your fantasy championship.
Well, thank you. Congratulations once again to me coming up on the Redskins' upcoming NFC East back-to-back championship.
Did you get your check?
Yes, I did. Thank you very much.
There you go. Enjoy your winnings.
I am. I'm going to enjoy them. It's Valentine's Day tomorrow, so I'm, you know, having a date with the wife.
Oh, there you go.
Lobsters.
Oh, there you go. Very good.
Got some sea insects.
Very good. Yeah, I saw lobster tails were on sale here. I might have to get some myself.
These ones are live and sitting in my refrigerator. I hope the rubber bands stay tight.
I used to get them live like that, but it seemed like it was so much of a waste. There's so much of it goes to, I just rip off the pinchers and the tail, and the rest of it, I pay for half of it I'm paying for. I'm not even eating. So I just get I just buy the tails now.
Nah, there's things you can do with it. You can taunt homeless people with it.
Oh, my God.
I have been a real asshole this day, haven't I?
All right. Have a great off season, and we will do it again next time.
Later.
You've been listening to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
You're not a loser because you dress up in shoulder pads with spikes on them. You're a loser because you like the Raiders.
Bang Cartoon Radio.
Let me inhale it all in one more time.
Yes, ma'am, still yes, ma'am. Yes, sir, still yes, sir. Pull your pants up around your waist. I don't care if I'm your mom or not.
Yeah, they still have Tom Brady, and they're still coached by Bill Belichick.
The last time I cried over football is when Tom Brady got hurt, and those were tears of joy. Your coach is a cheater, your rings are a lie, you back up from Michigan.
We care about the small people.
So long, you fetus-faced windbag. Bang Cartoon Radio.